This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, leading the league in podcasting entertainment.
What's up, what's up? Real MVPs, Ricky Widmer here, along with Dave Oster.
Hey, everybody.
I gotta find a better thing for you, because I feel like the Dave Oster is very awkward, but I feel like when I say it sometimes, it might give off the connotation like I'm not excited.
It's just Dave Oster.
Like, I have the Mark Weber, Brandon Swanee Swanson.
Yep.
Like, you and Sean, it's just like, and I'm here with Sean Anderson.
That guy over there.
That guy right there.
I get to introduce you as the original man child himself.
But, and you got to also change your tone of voice. You're not changing it enough, Dave.
I always do.
I never noticed it.
Oh, I constantly do, Ricky. There's never like 3 minutes of me talking without me changing tones and pitches.
Like, I saw the first comment. I'm like, it's like, what's Dave doing with his voice? I was like, yep. What do you mean, Dave? Dave wasn't talking like high pitched or anything.
Oh, no, I do inflect heavily. I do.
Maybe it's because I've known you forever. I just don't catch
on.
You tune it out. But hopefully the drinking game that our fans created is not going to kill
him. That was terrifying.
Because I'm going to say for me a lot, you're going to change your tone a lot.
Yep.
The only thing is Sean's not going to be able to get mad at frustrating rants from me.
I mean,
podcast.
If you want to do that, check out all the draft videos. Yeah. All the NBA draft videos was Sean just trying to struggle to just not scream at the top of his lungs at Ricky.
And just wait till next week, because I will preview it.
Oh.
Jake's going to be on the podcast.
Yes,
we're doing a draft where it's five current starters, five current bench players, where the bench players can't have started more games than they played this past year.
Yep.
And one coach. And I'm going to say something or draft something or draft somebody that
I've got a great draft you guys aren't going to see coming, except Ricky, who I gave a spoiler to already.
The plan is that maybe we can put these into 2K and then see who's got the best team.
I'm intrigued. And I kind of want, I wish we could get a way to get more people to join in, but I want to see how this first one goes.
Well, Jake had a novel idea.
Well, just 2K.
If they fix their online franchises.
Yep.
We could do online franchise with patrons.
Patreon.com/mostvalpodcast Would love.
Like, that would be amazing. But
seamless plug.
But we're here today. First off, the Patreon I plugged. If you want to be in the Discord like us and the patrons, $1. That's all that tier is. Bronze, $1. That's the entry level. Goes all the way up to the gold at 10. You can check those out down below. But Dave, we're here for a special reason, because I know Sean was like, wow, man, 7 hours of draft content. Everyone getting a lot. But now there's free agency to talk about.
Yeah. We don't sleep. Well, I did. That's why I'm here today.
I literally don't sleep. especially as Jake, because we were up till, what, I was up till 8 in the morning today playing MLB The Show.
You got problems, kid.
With Jake, 4 hours of sleep, back in the studio. That's just how I roll. But what we're doing today, because next week would be way too late to talk about free agency, we're kind of going to talk about the biggest free agents, kind of talk about where they may go, and then give our predictions, Dave. This is the second time we've kind of done this. We did it, you and I, for the draft. I hope that this is more of one where it's like, you don't have to be too prepared for it. It's just kind of, we've kind of had predictions of where we
I've got a feeling on where these guys are going to fall.
The draft one was like, thanks, Ricky. What crazy things are going to go on draft night that I want to predict?
No one saw what happened on draft night coming.
But people really liked that segment, so I'm hoping
they
liked
did enjoy
this
it.
One. We're going to start off. We're just going to go right down. If you want to follow along with us, I'm basically using Hoops Hype and their kind of list. We're going to go through as many, like maybe top 20, top 15, talk about some guys that we want to. Like, I know you'll want to mention Derrick Rose because he's outside that
local
top
boy.
20.
Local boy.
But we're going to start at number one, Kawhi Leonard. And here's the thing with Kawhi that we know.
Yeah.
We know Toronto's in the running. We know the Clippers are in the running. And apparently, according to Woj, the first time I saw it was John in our Discord dropped it in there. Apparently, he's going to give a meeting to Jake's 76ers. So, Dave, I'm going to ask you, what the hell's going on with Kawhi? Because like Jake said, he doesn't even think Kawhi knows what he wants to do yet.
Kawhi wants to be wined and dined a little bit. This is like Carmelo Anthony in New York, you know, when he was all like, I've got my options, so I know I'm probably going to stay. Just see what's out there. Survey the land. See what people are going to offer him. See what kind of, you know, front office guys are going to talk to him about.
Because he wasn't even recruited out of high school. He knew he was going to go to Syracuse.
Exactly. So I think this will be a fun thing for Kawhi to do. I am leaning so heavily that he's going to stay with the Raptors, though. Mm-hmm. The Clippers thing, I'm intrigued by. You know, they've got the money. This has been their plan. It's been publicly known for over a year and a mm-hmm. half now. The Sixers, it's like, I feel like it's a respect move. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their actual odds are, but I'll give them the 1%, you know. Yeah. But in all reality, I've got it like 70-29-1. Like Raptors, Clippers, and then Sixers.
Yeah, the 76ers are the weird one because yeah. Do I think he's signing there? Sorry, Jake, no. But the thing that, like, and Jake mapped this out because my first thought was, do they have the room for both Kawhi and Jimmy? Because I'm not a CBA expert. With the
answer is
I'm basically, I'm at the same level as Rob Pelinka, I'll put it that way, of my knowledge of the salary cap.
Well done.
But like Jake said, if they sign Kawhi first, then they can sign Jimmy because they own his bird rights, so they can go over the cap by right. signing Jimmy. But if they sign Jimmy first, they can't get Kawhi. And I just think about that team. It's like Kawhi, Jimmy, Joe, Ben. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Good luck scoring on that team because Jimmy, like,
oh, it's
yeah,
disgusting.
Joe down low, and then Kawhi and Jimmy, like the defense that those two have,
and Ben Simmons,
good at yeah, and Ben Simmons, good effing
he's an
luck,
like, excellent defender,
a point guard, like a smaller point guard. Good luck. Which one do you want to deal with?
Yeah,
a taller Ben Simmons, a Kawhi Leonard, a Jimmy Butler, but I don't think it's the option. I'll do the same as you. I'll give the Sixers the 1%. They're in the room.
Yeah. Hey, mate, do you think he actually shows up for it, unlike LeBron?
I think he does. I think Kawhi will. Like, okay. LeBron, to me, knew what he was going to do. With Kawhi,
yeah.
I'm kind of leaning in the same vein of what I said Jake said. I think Kawhi has an idea mm-hmm. of what he wants to do, but there's more of, like, he can be influenced in these meetings. And for the Clippers, they're the ones I'm most intrigued with because yeah. – part of me wants him to go to LA because it's nothing against the Raptors. I want the West to be as tough as possible
because right.
that's going to be so entertaining. The only question to me is if I'm Kawhi going to the Clippers, who's coming with me? That's the question. And out of all the other free agents, like, I don't know who's going to be that guy that would come with him to LA, because it looks like the next two we're going to talk about, Katie and Kyrie, they're linked. I don't know if a D'Lo goes to the Clippers, like a Kemba Walker.
Because you got Shea there.
Exactly. And it's like, Klay, I think, is going to stay in Golden State. Spoiler. But I don't know if there's going to be somebody to where Kawhi can go, let me go with him. Or I'll ask you, does it even matter to Kawhi? Will he just go by himself?
Kawhi don't need nobody's help. Kawhi's so damn good on his own.
Kawhi, the finals MVP.
Yeah, and I don't want to discount the Raptors mm-hmm. as a team are
disgusting.
I mean, disgusting.
Basically, he won the finals and the championship with, and no disrespect to the Raptors, but budget team, like Kyle Lowry was nothing
nope.
in the playoffs.
So they had no lottery picks
yeah.
in that championship group there, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Yeah, Kyle Lowry is over 30.
Marcus Gasol they traded for.
Fred VanVleet's an undrafted free agent. Mm-hmm. Danny Green was part of the trade as well. He came yeah. up huge. He went ice cold, and then
Siakam's probably the most improved player this year.
Absolutely. Disgusting.
Like, I didn't expect it.
Dumb
like,
that the award hasn't been announced
his
yet.
His 20-some points in that finals game, I was like, what the
well,
fuck
he popped
is going
off for 32
on?
In the first.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, averaging, I think yeah. it was like 25, I want to say.
Probably in the mid-20s, yeah.
In those playoffs, but it's like, I did not expect it. I know you were high on Siakam
hell yeah.
most of the season, but it's yep. like, I didn't expect the type of play we saw from that Raptors team to where
and maybe, Serge with the mid-range was killing him.
Maybe so, Kawhi's like,
I don't need anybody. I think Kawhi can elevate guys mm-hmm. around him, and because we're talking about how good defensively that yeah. team was, that I think that he doesn't need another offensive superstar out there. He just needs mm-hmm. guys who can contribute, you know, given opportunity. So
yeah.
I think Kawhi standalone absolutely could get it done if he ended up taking that trip to LA mm-hmm. to be a Clipper. You know, they've got basically two great six men fighting out between Trez and Lou Will.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Then you still have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Mm-hmm. If they want to, they do have the option. Well, I was going to get there, but okay. yeah, they have Shamit. But they have the option if they want to re-sign Pat Bev. He's not uh-huh. gone for... It's not a foregone conclusion that he's leaving town. He's just listening to offers.
One of us.
There is that hope, but there also is the chance, you know, he may take an overpay from another team to leave. So mm-hmm. they've got a wealth of options. And Danilo Gallinari, like, when healthy, that dude is an incredibly efficient shooter. Yeah. So that's not a team to shake your nose at.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I may be going, and this has nothing to do with the play on the court. You guys know me. I read into the speculation. I read into the rumors. I'm going with the Clippers. And the reason why is I almost feel like it's a LeBron type situation where, like, LeBron with Cleveland, the only difference, LeBron was from Cleveland. It was like, hey,
yeah,
I won one for you. I did what I said I was going to do. And now I can leave a happy man. Where it's almost like Kawhi, if he left Toronto, hey, I gave you a championship. Like, you can't be mad at him for leaving. And I kind of almost, like, how much do you read into, like, that, oh, I think it was, like, Instagram or Facebook of, like, was it his sister was, like, on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
And you hear in the background, they know he gonna leave, right? I think it was, like, after they won the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
In that series where it was, like, oh, shit. To where I feel like, the way I feel like, Clippers are the favorite. But Toronto's not that far behind. And can the memories that were made this year entice Kawhi to stay? I'm going to say 60% chance he goes to the Clippers.
Okay.
40% chance he goes to the Toronto. Or, I'm sorry, 39% chance he goes to Toronto.
Thank you.
1% he goes to the 76ers. It's almost a 50-50 between Clippers. But I think that the coming home thing is more important to players recently than we may like to think.
Yep, we shall see.
What about Kevin Durant? The next two will link together.
Sure.
KD and Kyrie, are they going together? Is KD staying in Golden State? Because here's the speculation around
this. Lay out
the
landscape, yeah.
KD, first off, he can just take his option, rehab the year in Golden State, we'll do it all again next year.
But there's no reason for him to take said option because he can get a max contract regardless.
That's number two. He can get a max contract from the Warriors.
Yep.
And be in Golden State for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
And just run it back with this team that, with him, probably beats Kawhi. I know you can't, like, it's a tweet I saw where it's like, Warriors, yeah, but if we were fully healthy, we would have beat you. Rockets, oh. Spurs, oh. Cavs, oh. It's like, The Warriors ran into teams that got injured as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if he does that. He can, obviously, New York and Brooklyn are the two heavies.
Yeah.
And also with the Kyrie front, that adds a little bit of intrigue, is Brooklyn apparently is only interested in Kyrie if it's a package deal with somebody else. They don't want Kyrie
asterisk
alone.
That, because, like, that is not a guaranteed report. That is a report from a New York Knicks favorite paper.
I'm just saying, it's being
biased,
passed around.
It is biased beyond all means, and it is slanderous against the Nets, because I don't think there's any issue.
Yeah, it was Brian Lewis of the New York Post.
Yeah.
That's the source, because Bleacher Report also has it. If the question I would ask is, because I don't think Kyrie is the draw, like, Kyrie's not the draw here. KD's the draw.
Right.
Wherever KD goes, Kyrie gonna go with him, basically.
Unless he goes to Golden State.
Unless he stays in Golden State, then Kyrie's whatever, do what you want. Go to LA, go to Boston, go to New
York.
He's not
going to Boston.
Brooklyn. No.
That's just past.
But,
sorry.
Like, if KD doesn't go to Golden State.
Yep. It's the Nets. It's
that
easy.
Is that more enticing to you than New York?
Fuck yes.
The Knickerbockers?
A team that just made the playoffs with young talent and great development in the front office versus a team that's been a dumpster fire for the last 20 years and has yet to put together a good group of core players around them. They just gave up their best player last season for future picks. They have shown me nothing as far as why I should put my faith with the Knicks. Their coach has no idea how to run an offense. Yes, Fizdale is a player's coach at times. You know, LeBron gave him a lot of credit and respect for his time in Miami. But I understand, just from watching the Knicks last year, that they really are hurting for someone with any offensive gift when it comes to how to run that team.
Which,
because
both KD and...
I meant, like...
Oh, you're being coaching-wise.
Okay. They need to hire an assistant coach who actually knows what he's doing.
Like philosophy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, KD could go there and he could play. So could Kyrie. it's not ruled out because mathematically it's possible. But, yeah. like, no. There's no reason to go there when you can go to play on the Nets. The Nets right now have a fantastic team. Like I said, great front office.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about them screams, like, we can build on this. This year was a great building block. You've got a guy in Spencer Dinwiddie who they locked up long term,
mm-hmm.
who's going to be, you know, a top five, six man for the next couple of years easily. Good size, good ball handling ability. You got Caris LeVert, young budding star, coming off of an injury last year, which thankfully wasn't as horrendous as it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw him building up right before that injury and then get right back to that point during the playoffs. He was mm-hmm. able to step up and take a huge load on from the team. And then they got Jared Allen at the five. You got a big, strong five, man. I like it. I think that is the team to watch out for, because if you can add Kyrie and add Kevin Durant, who not going to play this year, but it doesn't matter because yeah. that team's going back to the playoffs anyway.
Well, and the thing is, I'm completely torn on... I've got two things in my head.
Yeah.
And if we're thinking of KD and Kyrie as a package, meaning KD's not going to Golden State,
yep.
I feel like the Nets lose out. If KD goes to Golden State and says, I'm going to stay, then I think Brooklyn would be the pick for Kyrie over New York. Whether you want to believe that report that
Why do you feel like if they're both available to be packaged together, that the Knicks have the advantage?
Because I feel like...
Even the Clippers, who technically could.
Well, the Clippers could. Honestly, like, either of them could say, fuck it, I'm going to go to the Clippers. Kyrie could. I don't know.
That'd be weird for Shea.
And Shamet.
But they play three guards all the time.
Yeah. And the thing that I kind of think, too, is when it comes to both of them together, the one thing, and I first thought about this on the draft stream or podcast, one of the two, within yeah. that 7 hours
yep.
That we recorded, you mentioned Fizdale, and you mentioned how his kind of system is more ISO, and I'm thinking, huh, when it comes to what everyone said about the Warriors, it's like when Kevin Durant's out there, they become more of an ISO team. Well,
they do.
If I'm going to be an ISO offense, why not have one of the best, if not the best, ISO player in the league? Because he's the second best player in the league, might even become the first player. Kawhi will fight him for that right when LeBron finally
Kevin
gives
Durant's the greatest middle. Like, just one of the best shooters ever. So
yeah, no, I'm talking like player overall.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of feel like for Kevin Durant, another thing, and I know Sean gets mad at me for this, but I think it's something these players think about: legacy. And to me, the question is, and I mean, you can make the argument for either side, because the Nets have also been a franchise where they have gone to the finals and they have lost in the finals. But the thing with New York that New York has that Brooklyn doesn't,
yep.
is it's Madison Square Garden. And for some people, there's just an allure about the Garden that may be like, I get to play in the Garden. I get to play for the Knicks, that this kind of maybe idolizing it a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And then for your legacy, for Kevin Durant, if he's thinking about that, what's going to mean more, bringing a championship to the Knicks or bringing a championship to the Nets? And I think if you're thinking that way, the Knicks beat out the Nets.
Only one of those can actually happen in real life, though,
mm-hmm.
because the Knicks have zero chance of winning a championship with that team as constructed today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, zero.
You don't think that the Knicks could do a similar thing? Because here's another thing to think about.
Sure.
The word is Kevin Durant probably not going to play next year.
Correct.
So also, if Kevin and Kyrie are going to go somewhere,
yep.
it's kind of under the assumption of, hey, Kevin, it's not like you're not going to play. It's just going to be me playing
mm-hmm.
next year. If they choose to go to the Knicks, could it be something where the Knicks are going, hey, we got a year to basically put the right role players and the right pieces around him and Kyrie,
mm-hmm.
kind of like what the Raptors did around Kawhi? Because Kawhi proved you don't need another superstar next to these star players. You just need the right players. And it's like, is Dennis Smith, Frank, is RJ, is Kevin Knox these right players, or do they have to move some of them, like a Frank or a DSJ or even a Kevin Knox, if you don't think so, to get those right players around these two?
You know what the Raptors had that the Knicks don't? A competent front office.
True. Good point.
Masai Ujiri has the balls to make trades.
Yeah.
He traded away the hometown favorite superstar in DeMar DeRozan to get it done.
Yep.
Before
the guy
that,
who made Toronto his home.
Before that, he moved on from young pieces like JV and DeLon Wright so they could get JV. Or I'm sorry. They moved on from JV and DeLon Wright to get Marc Gasol there. Yeah. Like, he is someone who he knows what it's going to take to put his team over the top, and he is constantly tweaking that roster. He's constantly working on it, and he knows the right pieces to fit a system. The Knicks have no system. The Knicks have a bunch of young, underperforming talent. They have, on the veteran front right now, under contract, is Lance Thomas. That's it. That's your veteran, Lance Thomas. Sorry, that does not scream, you know, future to me. I understand that in 2020, the only guys with guaranteed money coming to them are Kevin Knox and Mitch Robb, but that would be an incredible front office turnover if you can take this 1 year with just Kyrie Irving playing and you're going to get, you know, a pick in the teens to then spin that around and completely reload your roster with role players. And again, they can start some of that this season. There are guys lower on the list below 20 who would take a contract in New York just because it's money. Like,
yeah,
that's not a problem. But it's just, it's so hard for me to envision this front office making the right moves because we've watched them fuck up. And I know it's not the same generation of the front office. It's been guys who've come in and out of there. Ownership has unfortunately remained the same. I just don't know where to put my faith in with them.
So here's another question I'm going to throw out with this that adds another kind of hiccup into it.
Yep.
And the only reason I feel like we can think about this is because of the fact that Kevin Durant is not going to play this year. So there's still, to me, even with Kyrie, could have a favorable draft pick, especially if they miss the playoffs. Like at 14, they still got that chance in the lottery to roll the dice and get a top pick. With those contracts.
But they're New York, so they won't.
Yeah, they won't get that top
pick. I'm sorry, the Knicks hate on this podcast, not Sean. I just have to give a little bit. It's not even hatred. I'm just bringing honesty.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing you bring up that's interesting is how many expiring... Like, technically...
They've got some RFAs. They've got some...
Not even that. Like, if they truly wanted to, if they truly wanted to...
Oh, they could clear up so much space.
They could, like, DSJ, cut. Frank, cut. And only keep Mitch, Kevin Knox, and RJ.
They could trade DSJ midseason.
True, they could trade
Frank.
Too.
I don't know if Frank's got any value right
and
now.
And the reason why I asked that is, let's say Katie and Kyrie go to New York.
Yep.
Is there then an allure where, because I'm looking at next year's free agents to see if there's any. Is there someone big from next year that these two can say, hey, this front office can say, hey, we already got these two. We freed up so much cap space for another max slot. Let's make a big three, and then we'll fill the rest of the roster out with, like, we got RJ, Kevin Knox, and Mitch Robb.
Yep.
We just got to fill the roster out with good role players that we can come in, those veteran guys that want to basically, like LeBron in the Heat, like, coat ride to a ring that they'd actually have to contribute.
There's always a chance. I don't think they get a third superstar in there. I think you hope that RJ or Mitch Robinson continues to develop. Like, Mitchell Robinson's insane. Like, the man's a fucking monster. I love it. He incredible defense. Offensively, he's got a long way to go, but I could see it in him, you know? So I think you're hoping that one of those two guys really takes over. Kevin Knox, I don't know. I'm still on the fence on what he's going to be as he continues to develop. Not going to cap him, but I don't think that he is. He hasn't shown me a lot yet. So I think that really, if you go this year, you're going for like the full bundle. You're hoping that you land both KD, Kyrie, and a couple of those side pieces. You know, whether it is like, God, what is his name from the Washington? Well, he was on the Wizards last year, and he is a wing. They traded for him from the Suns. I literally can't remember his name.
I'm trying to see if he's on this list. I tried to type in Washington, and they're like, nope.
He's a
Trevor Ariza.
Yeah, Trevor Ariza. Thank you. I was like, I know his name. All I kept thinking
formerly
was
formerly a Rocket.
Yeah, he's been around, but that's the thing is, you're looking for guys like that, guys who are, you know, in that 30 range, where you're like, all right, I can get you for a decent contract, and I can keep working. Like, I can put you into my team any point in time, no problem. Like, that's the only hope I can think of is to go after guys in a similar vein to that. And Danny Green's in the same category; he's just better. But yeah, look for defenders, look for veterans who are cheaper. But I just don't see it, man. They'd have to pull off so many moves.
Mm-hmm.
And what has given you any faith that they can do that?
And when you ask that, like, what have they done to give you faith? You can't answer that in me. Like, and that's something where Knick fans will say, oh, you're just hating on us. But like you said, it's facts. Like, yeah. They haven't done anything. The only thing I can think of, and this is a reach. When I say this, I'm throwing it out there. It's a reach.
Yep.
Not going to happen, but I have to throw it out there anyways. The only thing I can think of is, and this would be a 2-year project. It would be
sure.
Katie and Kyrie go to New York.
Yep.
The first year, it's just Kyrie because Katie's rehabbing the Achilles. The next year, Katie comes back. It's
yep.
them, the young talent getting better,
mm-hmm.
the role players around them. Katie is like actually like, okay, I'm taking the season to gel.
Yep.
Then the third year, hey, Giannis, come on.
No.
Come to New York.
I want to close my laptop and say no and walk off the set.
That's the only fantasy thing that I will throw out there that like there's not a free agent like that I can think of. Like next year, the biggest one that I can think of, and maybe I'm overshooting some, but it's like, what are you going to try and go get a Draymond Green and pull him away from the Warriors? But if KD leaves the Warriors, they're just going to offer Draymond a max.
And they're going to have that Clay, slot. Steph, and Dre as the basically. Three maxes. Yeah.
I'm torn between the two of KD staying and Kyrie going to the Nets, and both KD and Kyrie going to the Knicks. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to say 55% both of them go to the Knicks. I'm going to say then 45% KD stays with the Warriors and Kyrie goes to Brooklyn.
I would say 0% to the double Nick. Not even going to respond mm-hmm. with that with a reasonable answer. I can't see it. Whatever. If it happens, it happens. But I can't mm-hmm. see it. If KD signs long term with the Warriors, probably about 20% and then 80%. Nets. I want the Nets thing to happen. Maybe I'm just trying to will it into
Dave's
existence.
Like, I just LeVar Ball, man. Speak it into existence.
There you go.
Man. So you're saying double net. I'm going double Nick, but I could totally see KD just stay with the Warriors.
Absolutely.
And I know that's what Sean would predict.
Yep.
If Sean was on the podcast with us.
It's a smart move for him to do. And that's a dumb thing. Like
win championships. Yeah. Like Clay ain't going anywhere.
Yep.
That's what I mean. Spoiler alert. Fuck it. Clay right now, it's the easiest one. Is he going anywhere?
No.
Like, he's going with Golden State. How about the next interesting one?
Sure.
We'll skip over Clay when we get there because we just said he's staying in Golden State.
Wrap that one up quick.
What about Kemba Walker? Is he going to stay in Charlotte?
I wanted to say
Houston or something. Like, is he going to stay with... Well, because what it is I thought of the H for Hornet.
Yeah.
And I was like, the city and Houston came into my head. Does he stay in Charlotte, or does he go somewhere else? What is it, Dave?
We finished yawning. I'm sorry. Getting along in the day. I would say that there's a better chance that he is going to stay in Charlotte. And it's weird, because like I want to think that him on a better team, like I want to put him on a playoff team mm-hmm. so we can see playoff Kemba.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to stay. I think they're going to offer him the super, and I think he's going to stay. And they've got a couple young pieces. They're almost out of their cap hell.
Mm-hmm.
So let it ride out. Let him stay. And let's give him the true prime of his career. And let's see what happens.
Do you necessarily believe Kemba when he says he would take less money to stay with the Hornets?
No.
And not take the Supermax?
Nope.
So you think it's Supermax or bust for the Hornets?
I just think I think they would offer it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Hornets are forced to offer it, and he would accept it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a matter of they're going to go in and be like, so we'll give you $20 million for the next 5 years. No, it's like, here's your money. You do it. You've earned it, you know?
Yeah, and like...
It's just the Supermax has not worked out for any team who's given one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cautious about this, but... We'll see what happens. Like John Wall got struck down by a plague of injuries on his Supermax. Brody also Supermax, mm-hmm. and that's I don't know what to call that. He has averaged triple doubles 2 years in a row. He's been very good.
But is that team? I know they got PG, but is that team?
It just feels like the Supermax was not the solution that to the problem that Adam Silver was hoping it would be.
Mm-hmm. And like that's the thing for me when it comes to Kemba. I would love to throw at a team that would be like I want to say, oh, he'd go to the Lakers and be that third piece that it seems like AD and LeBron are missing, but. You talk about the Knicks and their front office not being able to know what to do. At least the Knicks know about salary cap and actually like freed up enough money to get KD and Kyrie where Rob Pelinka did not. And he had to scramble, like he's scrambling to fill up that slot to where I don't know if when we get to free agent in a week, if the Lakers are going to have enough money to throw at Kemba Walker for it. And I know there's people that are like, people are going to throw out the Knicks, like go to the Knicks because if they don't get KD and Kyrie, he can go there. He had so many great moments there as a UConn Husky in the Big East tournament and the Garden can be his home. There are some people saying like, go play with Kristaps and Luka in Dallas. Indiana would be an interesting one because I mean, Vic is pairing injured for most of next year, but when he comes back, that'd be an interesting pairing.
Yeah.
But I think this one's the most boring one yet. I think this is the one where he just stays home.
Yeah.
He stays home in Charlotte. I would say
if Orlando had the money, I wish they would throw it at him. Mm-hmm. Or the Suns.
Ooh, the Suns would. I don't know if the Suns would. I think the Suns are going to target like a
D'Angelo Russell, which we'll get to later.
D'Angelo Russell, a Ricky Rubio, a like one of those, not like the one of the top five.
I mean, I think Kemba Booker backcourt would be pretty epic.
Yeah, that would be sick. But I'm going to be boring. I'm going to say 99% he stays in Charlotte. 1% the Lakers find a way to bring him to LA. That's the only team I can see him going to. Now the fun one. We talked about Kawhi. I almost said Kyrie.
Kawhi
potentially going here. My question to you, does Philly offer Jimmy the fifth year, and does Jimmy stay in Philly, or does Jimmy go somewhere else? Does Jimmy like being in Philly? Like Jake was talking to me yesterday, and he goes, a good sign was on an Instagram post that Jimmy made with his family. His family was all in Sixer gear. So, I mean, he goes, that's got to be good, right? Like Jake trying to talk himself off the ledge that they're not going to lose Jimmy.
Jake, Dave, I got you, boy.
Are they going to lose Jimmy?
They're not going to lose Jimmy. Jimmy's staying. Jimmy's a lifer.
Jimmy liked that.
Jimmy likes that. Jimmy likes the city. And it all goes back to the time when AI told Jimmy, this city, like, you are meant for Philly, man.
You just made Jake's heart just grow with
like Jimmy has the Jimmy's gritty. He's grindy. Like I know it's Memphis's old thing.
Jimmy G buckets. The G stands for gets.
He's a workout warrior. He's everything you want to be in a veteran.
Drives a minivan.
He drives a minivan. His YouTube channel is popping off. Actually,
dude, fucking love his YouTube it is. Video.
But if you want to get someone. And I know this is the funny thing about this, because Ricky, I, and Sean had argued about Jimmy Butler and, like, is he a true number one or is he the best number two you could get? And it's
I think he's
the best number two
you can get. He's a Scottie Pippen.
Like, that's his role. And, you know, I was wrong on that because I thought he would be a great one. But watching him this past half season on the 76ers has been awesome because he found his role. He plays incredible defense, and then he can take over a game at a moment's notice, and especially late in the game when they desperately need someone to churn that offense. When things get real tight in the playoffs, he's the guy they can turn to. You know, you still have Joe out there, but you need Jimmy. So Dave, I think they offer it all in on Jimmy.
You make me smile because to me, to this Philly team, Jimmy's the Scottie Pippen. Well, the Michael Jordan I'm going to say to this team is Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
But guess what? When Joel Embiid's not there, Joel Embiid cannot get that final shot. You know who's going to turn it up? Scottie going to turn it up.
Yeah.
Jimmy going to turn it up.
And he's got a great relationship with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. So I think that like they've already got some camaraderie built up in such a short time. So I'm all in on that.
So I'm going to say
the Houston trade thing just sounds asinine. Can I bring that up? It's not one that I expected.
Because I wasn't even going to bring up Houston. So
that was the rumors coming out. They're trying to find a way to bring Jimmy to Houston. And I'm
part
like,
two.
You guys struck out with the Timberwolves, and they didn't want him there.
Yeah.
So how are you going to pull him away from a team who actually wants him?
How everyone's trying to make, like, everyone's trying to make sense of how does Chris Paul work with the Sixers? It's like, no, don't make that trade. Don't trade Jimmy for CP3.
Paul, for 30-plus-year-old Chris Paul. He's 33, 34?
Mm-hmm. I'll look it up.
Chris Paul old.
Chris Paul old.
He's got an awful contract.
So he is 34. He'll be 35 next May.
And making millions of dollars. Too many millions. I would never do that. I would give Jimmy the max.
Mm-hmm.
I would 100% give Jimmy the max.
So he's making, this next upcoming year, Chris Paul's going to be making $38.5 million. And all of that is going to be a cap hit.
More or less, is that more millions than games played next year? 38 million, 38 games.
So 30.
He can play 39 games? Probably.
I'll say he can play 39.
Yeah.
Well, because it was weird. This year he was like magically, like early on.
He was healthy in the season.
But in the playoffs he was magically healthy.
Yeah.
They just couldn't win in the playoffs like against the Warriors.
He got healthy late in the year. It was that whole James Harden Superman heroics that led them through the season. Mm-hmm. And then he came back and
But like that playoff series against the Warriors was so weird because it's like, wait, Chris Paul's healthy. Kevin Durant got injured and the Warriors won the series?
Yep.
Like what? How did this happen? With Jimmy, this is what I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 94%. How's my math here? Yeah, 94% he's a Sixer.
Yep.
95% he's a Sixer. 3% he's a Clipper. 2% he's a Laker. Because there's a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me that the Lakers are going to get somebody.
I think Jimmy would be a great fit.
And if there's anybody, Jimmy and Kemba are the two that I think go. Now, people do throw out there that if KD stays with the Warriors, and if that report is true, I know Dave, New York Post, could be biased. If the report is true that the Nets don't want Kyrie by himself, and Kyrie don't have a home, Kyrie could settle and go to the Lakers, especially if the Lakers strike out.
100%.
But like Jimmy would be the guy that I would go for if I'm the Lakers. And then the other 3% is the Clippers, just because like – just because Jimmy has a home in L.A. doesn't mean he has to play for the Lakers.
Yeah.
And if the Clippers bring in Kawhi, Jimmy could be like, hey, this Philly thing, they didn't offer the fourth year. I'm going to go play with the Clippers. But I think the 76ers will offer that fifth year, and Jimmy will be a 76er. How about your boy, Dave? I think he's going to be – I'm just throwing it out right now. He's going to be a Minnesota Timberwolf.
Yeah, tell these people who my boy is.
Where's D'Lo going? Where's D'Angelo Russell going to play next year?
I think that there's a good chance he's a Timberwolf.
I think
he and Kat are buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And if all goes according to my plan where
Kyrie is in Brooklyn,
there's no need for him to be on that team anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's a 50-50 dance between the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns, and I really didn't want
to say it.
It pains me to say it, but the Phoenix Suns or the Timberwolves. I think both those teams, actually, no, three-way, because I like the Pacers.
Okay.
I would rather he go to the Pacers and play with Vic.
Than the Phoenix Suns.
And the Phoenix Suns would just have no defense on their backcourt at all. Because him and Dev Book could drop, 80 on a nightly basis between the two of them. Like, that is one of the best young tandems for backcourts that we're talking like Dame Lillard, CJ level of offense on a nightly basis. It'd be incredible. But they also wouldn't be able to guard anyone.
Yeah.
So like it would be a mad dash of offense. Do I think they could do it? Yes, because Devin Booker and him are still good buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, they've got a shot. With what happened in the draft with them going for veteran players, it makes me wonder.
Well,
Did they know that we're going after a star in free agency to put next to Devin Booker? That's why we don't need Kobe White.
Well, for me, the whole thinking about Phoenix's draft plan and how that relates to free agency, it totally fits with what James Jones was thinking or saying on Phoenix Radio, talking about the average age of this team and how they're a very young team and how even he said in talking about free agency, you don't want to add someone who's necessarily in their 30s or 30 to this team because that's way too old. It doesn't fit the timeline. So you want to find somebody who's going to fit that is an older veteran, but as they grow with this team, they're still going to be relevant with the team. And for the Phoenix Suns, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Like, Ricky Rubio, we know we'll get to him. He ain't going back to Utah now that they got Mike Conley, so he's going to be somewhere else. Derrick Rose is an option, but I would love if Derrick Rose came back to the Shy. Terry Rozier is also scary. Terry's an option for them. And I've also seen Darren Collison being thrown out there in Phoenix Suns point guard rumors. I just think, and this kind of goes against what I said with the Kevin Durant and Kyrie thing, where my KD and Kyrie thing is like your Nets thing. I want to speak it into existence.
Okay.
I want to will it into where if I had to go, if I was going off of like, if we were placing money on this,
yeah,
I would have went with KD staying with the Warriors, but I'm going bold prediction on that one. I'm going them both going to New York. And with D'Lo, I just think where it depends on what happens with KD and Kyrie. If they go to New York, basically, if they go to New York, he's a Net. If anything else happens, he's a Timberwolf. Because
I think if anything else happens,
like Kyrie,
if he can't get,
if let's say Durant stays in Golden State, Kyrie goes to Brooklyn. If you're D'Lo, do you still stay in Brooklyn or do you go to Minnesota?
That's tough.
Do you play with? Can you?
Well, would they offer him?
Yeah, if they did,
if they offered me the money,
fit with, could D'Lo fit with Kyrie Irving?
No. And that's from watching last year while he struggled with Dinwiddie on the court and with Karis on the court. Like he, and I know you have to find your rhythm, and they didn't really have a great amount of time together between him and Karis.
Yeah.
And Dinwiddie is so ball dominant that, you know, the kickouts, it was basically just working, you know, this guy runs the offense this time, that guy runs it that time. Dinwiddie doesn't have as great of a catch and shoot motion as D'Lo has. So it led some offensive issues for them when it comes to their flow, but I can't imagine him because, no, there's too much overlap in play style between he and Kyrie. So the answer is no. They wouldn't offer him the money. And I think that in that case, if it was just a max offer from, you know, the Timberwolves or some sort of deal to get Wiggins out of there for him, then sure, I would go play with Kat. Absolutely. Kat's fucking awesome.
Because there's part of me that wants D'Lo to stay with the Nets because I was watching, there was a video of him after they clinched the playoffs and him walking down the tunnel and just high-fiving the fans. Yeah. It's like
the amount of development that they, the Nets front office put into him.
You could tell
staff,
that he loved it there.
Yeah.
Like, loved it this season.
Oh, no,
he
embraces the lifestyle. It's awesome. I think that it would be a shame to move him out of town, but do you pass up on a Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant package?
No,
which is
no
why
way.
Which is why the rumor from the New York Post exists.
Yeah.
It's the, why would they throw away this 20, was he like 22, 21, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'll pull it
why up. They throw away this young, promising all-star for a chance at just Kyrie Irving, where we don't think they can play alongside each other. 23-year-old.
He'll be 24 in February.
There you go. So, halfway through the season. You know, from that standpoint, I understand why that rumor is, you know, going around, but...
And apparently from 2 hours ago, Zach Lowe, Phoenix Suns, openly covet D'Angelo Russell.
Exactly. No, that's what... that I'm trying to line up that draft now. Yeah. And, like, if they knew going in that, like, we're going to throw max money at D'Lo, like, out the gates. And that puts the clock on Brooklyn to get so, their shit done with Kyrie Irving.
And this is happening pretty much live as we're recording this, because 2 hours ago... apparently, I'm getting this from Bright Side of the Sun, of the SB Nation side.
Yeah.
On the Low Post, great podcast name.
It is.
I love good podcast names. Bobby Marks and Jonathan Giovanni, Zach Lowe dropped an off nugget. And this is
who wants to do that?
This is what it was. When the dust all settles, the Suns with Kelly Oubre's cap hold. And Kelly Oubre is a decent young player. The Suns should want to keep Kelly Oubre. Have, I think, $14 to $15 million in room. Not enough for D'Lo, who they have openly coveted. Not enough for Malcolm Brogdon. Maybe enough for Patrick Beverley, but not enough for a max free agent. What in the hell just happened? What are they doing? What happened? And then basically, so that was on Friday. And then just now, I'm willing to give them a very slight benefit of the doubt, even though they had a goat expletive in their GM's office a couple years ago. Maybe there's a larger plan here, but with $15 million or $24 million, if they renounce Oubre, that's still not enough to get you D'Angelo Russell's max number, but it gets you close. You're like one transaction away.
Ah.
And that transaction is probably Josh Jackson, if I'm wrong. Am I wrong? Would that be the one transaction? But who would want a player that gets their baby high?
Yeah, that's the question. That's yikes. That's a full-on yikes from me, man.
Yeah, that is the big question. But I am going to go with... I'm going to go 51% Minnesota, 49% Brooklyn.
I'll go...
It's so close to me. Like, I don't think the Suns get it done.
I'll go 20% Brooklyn... 20% Minnesota.
Okay.
20% Indiana.
Okay. 20% Phoenix.
Do I want to give it to him? Because that's only 80%.
Or just give him
the full 40. Yeah, 40%. Right, so 40% Phoenix. 40. Right? 20, 20, 20. Yep. And 60, and then 40. Math's hard, people.
Yeah, I know, right? So you're saying your big one is Phoenix. Mine's Minnesota, but we wouldn't mind.
I'm hedging my bets. Yeah, I'd rather he went back, but.
Klay Thompson, we already said he's going back to Golden State. Give the one pitch, though. What's the one thing that can draw him away from the Warriors, if anything?
Anthony Davis, LeBron James. Play for the franchise.
That's
the granddaddy of them all.
The franchise your daddy played for.
Yep. Too. That's exactly it. Like, that's purple and gold, man. I understand.
Well, it's purple and gold. They don't have PG.
Dang.
That's one for you, Jake. Jake said he liked that one last year, so I pulled it out again. But I don't think, like, coming off an ACL, I don't think they're going
to
give him
he
a max
healthy
and he's going
to
take. I know. He's on the DeMarcus Cousins kind of train where it's like.
I'd love to see him.
Get healthy after
would
the
I love
All-Star
to see
break.
Him in a Lakers uniform? Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be awesome to put him on that team. But I don't think he should do it. I think he should stay at home with Steph and Dre.
I was telling Jake...
try to win another ship.
I was telling Jake last night what I would love to happen.
Yeah.
And this is just the chaotic part of my brain.
Yep.
The Warriors all year struggle with Draymond and Steph without KD and Klay.
Mm-hmm.
And they get like the 6, 7, 8 seed. Like, oh my God, how could it be that low? And they play the Lakers in the first round.
Yep.
And Klay comes back. And the fucking Warriors knock off LeBron again in the playoffs with Anthony Davis. I just think that would be like,
that'd be pretty cool.
Wow, I come to the West and I still can't get past these guys. The next guy on our list, though, is the first of maybe two Milwaukee Bucks we could hit, Chris Mid. You, for the longest time, have been saying he is going to stay in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Why?
Because that is attaching yourself to the best young star in the NBA. Giannis is, you know, a top five player in the NBA right now. And he's a phenom. He's unstoppable driving through the lane. It takes him three steps across half court, and he's already under the hoop. There's no reason. He's a great fit next to him. He's great spacer, good size, good defense. Everything about him screams Milwaukee will match to pay. That's why they moved on from other pieces. That's why they did the Tony Snell trade. They're just clearing space to make sure that they can keep him and Malcolm Brogdon, who is later on this list. But I think that's it. Their goal is to bring back. They want to run it back because they think that, man, one more year under Giannis, he gets a shot a little better. We're a little bit healthier in the playoffs. We could do this.
Mm-hmm. And from I'm seeing here, this is from... ClutchPoints.com. They have cited Jordan Brenner of The Athletic, where basically Jordan Brenner said he's going back. The West exec told Jordan Brenner of The Athletic, what I hear is he gets a fifth year, but takes a little less at the beginning. It won't be a max, but it'll be close. And the reason why I'm going to say the same thing, he stays in Milwaukee, is basically this team is like Chris Mid is the best thing for Giannis right now. Like if in my mind, if you're Milwaukee, if you lose Chris Mid, let's say he goes to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Cause that's one of the teams I saw on Google as I typed in his name. If he goes to the Lakers, then Giannis in 2 years, Giannis may sit there and go, well, why am I here then? If you're not keeping around the guys, it depends on who they bring in too, but right. It's like, that's going to make your team worse. That means you could lose Giannis. If you bring in Chris Mid, bring him back, I think it keeps Giannis happy. Mm-hmm. This team with their coach can be a number one seed. Sorry, Jake. Number one seed in the East yet again.
Yep.
And it's just like we reload and come back. Like this was a team that to the Raptors were up 2-0 and everyone was like, oh, the sky is falling. The Bucks are going to the championship. And then they got swept basically by the Raptors in the next four games. I think it's interesting, though, of like he'll take the extra year but take a little bit less money, how it won't be a max contract could give the Bucks a little bit of flexibility. But just like Clay, I think we're on the same page of the Milwaukee Bucks get it done. Here's an interesting one because I know he ain't going back to the team that he's with. Tobias. Where does Toby go?
Really? You don't think he's going back?
I don't think he's going to Philly. What I think is going to happen with Philly is they re-sign Jimmy Butler and they're going to bring in Al Horford. That's what I think. I'll drop the Al Horford bomb. I think Al Horford replaces Tobias Harris.
I mean, that would be an interesting move for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did the nice guy move and grabbed Toby's little brother, though, as an undrafted free agent for a summer league contract. That didn't do anything for you. That didn't warm the cockles of your heart. Like,
maybe we'll see Toby's brother in Vegas because we will see him in Philadelphia again.
I think we could. that doesn't warm up your heart at all. You don't think that does that kind of slides their intention? Like, you should come back, man. I don't know if I would not offer him a 5-year deal.
I think Al Horford's the first target, and if they don't get Al Horford,
then he's a backup.
Then
plan.
It's like a hey Toby, we got your brother, man. We're still a good team, right?
Yep. Yeah,
I still like it here. Apparently, according to some of the sites I'm seeing, Utah is a name that's popping up quite a bit.
Utah would be a great fit for him because they desperately need the additional offense.
And they could be getting rid of Derek Favors.
Yep, that would be a great deal. I think that Utah would be an amazing fit for him. I don't know that he moves off of the Sixers, but now that you talked about the Horford thing, even though I've heard Horford to a couple teams now, nothing's been locked in as we're recording this on Saturday night.
And the thing that I know that Jake brought up to me was, and he asked me what I thought of it. I don't know what the hell I take from it, is when Elton Brand in his draft press conference said, just wait, in about a week, it'll all make sense. It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
Was that his post-draft one? He said, in a week, it'll all make sense.
In a week, it'll all make sense.
Well, what'd they do in the draft?
And it's like, are they talking about the re-signing of Toby and they're just going to re-sign Toby and Jimmy? Is that them saying they're going to sign a, like, big free agent like Horford or even Kawhi, like we mentioned? Like, I don't necessarily know how bringing in Thybulle, what that affects in free agency.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless you want Thybulle to learn from Kawhi Leonard.
Which mentor. I could see. Like, that would be like when that...
But still, it doesn't even...
Dave, just, you know what I could totally... No. You know what I could totally see?
Not speaking into existence.
No. This is going to pain us. You ready?
Oh, God.
So we leave for Vegas on the 4th, right?
Yeah.
While we're on the plane, Kawhi signs with the Sixers. And Sean has to do an emergency
It's only a 3-hour plane ride. We'll call in. 100% we'll call
Dave's
in.
Like, we'll call in from Vegas, the hotel room.
Absolutely. Shit, we'll call in from the airport. Plane's on the tarmac. We can call in.
The true insiders, Dave, calling in from the tarmac.
I love it.
As we're going to Summer League.
I would put him as 70% back to Philly. I think Utah would be an interesting fit for him. Looking around the league, I know there's a couple other teams interested in him, but weirdly, I think that he could take an offer from, like, the Knicks.
What about the Nets?
The Nets would be good, too. Mm-hmm. I think that could be their backup plan for both of them, because Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, good player, not really great for their fit on that starting lineup. They brought in Rodions to play 3 and 4 for them at times. Mm-hmm. Ed Davis was a backup 4, small ball 5 for them. I don't think they love him. I don't think that he gets a big extension. So that one would be pretty cool.
This was from 2 weeks ago, not this last Tuesday. But the
so 11th, he's basically he's the backup plan to everybody.
Yeah,
apparently, I don't think anybody wants him with their opening round. But
Michael Scotto of The Athletic reported on the 11th and noted Harris already has a connection to the Nets head coach Kenny Atkinson, since Atkinson's brother Steve Atkinson coached the Sixers star in high school.
Cool.
So they're
trying, I didn't know that.
Trying to use that link. I think the Jazz would be an interesting fit for him because I just don't think. I'm going to say the Jazz and possibly the Nets.
Yeah.
I just know for sure he ain't going back to the 76ers because I think the 76ers have their eye on bigger prizes to where, like you said, he's not the number one for teams, but he's that number two.
Yeah.
And I feel like he'd be a good fit in Utah, who I think Derek Favors is going to leave, and that would open a spot for him at the four. Here's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be boring and say he stays with the team he's on because I wouldn't want him to leave and hurt this franchise. Kristaps Porzingis. Does he stay with the Mavericks? Does the RFA spur the team that traded for him?
No, he stays. Okay. There's zero chance he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Would you after they trade for you and you're like... You're rehabbing with that team. Luka, such a great teammate to play with. Like,
you're buddies with a lot of people there. No. Just call the blatant Euro connection and just get over with it.
Mark Cuban won't let it happen, basically, either. No. That's what I don't
think. Sounds a little, the front office problems they have.
They also, what was it? Oh, no, it was the Clippers that locked DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
No. Did they? Yeah, the Clippers, locked DeAndre Jordan in the... So he's used to it, but he's usually on the other side of things. But that one's boring, I think, Kristaps. I just don't want to see that.
No.
I don't want to see Dallas go through that heartbreak.
You don't make that deal. That would fuck that franchise over forever. Mm. Well, not forever, but yeah.
What about your boy, straight up, Nikola Vucevic, or as you call him, Vucy Mang?
Yep.
There's apparently rumors that he is the top priority. I'm going to pull this up. There's a Boston Globe...
review.
It's from Bleacher Report, but they have the so to make matters worse. Wow. Irving has cut off communications with the team per Boston Globe's Adam Himmelbach on Monday. The strangest part of the Irving situation now is that it appears he has essentially ghosted on the Celtics. The people within the organization have spoken with have made it clear that they have had little, if any, communications. Horford didn't exercise his option, and according to Shams, Team Brass has center Nikola Vucevic as its top priority.
Mm.
Does Vucy Mang fit with... Because we also had a comment on the Celtic video for the draft where a commenter said, sign Vucy Mang, sign Julius Randle, 50-plus wins, let's go. Do you see Vucy... being a Boston, do you see him in Celtic green next year?
I could, actually. He's a guy who I think if Boston addresses their shit correctly, because Horford's not coming back, and they've got a young core, I think Vucevic can carry an offensive load. Mm-hmm. He's a good passing big. He rebounds well. Defensively, he's solid. Like, he's an all-around good center, above average for sure. So I would take a swing at that. The question is Orlando ready to move on from him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they drafted Mohamed Bamba. He got injured fairly early into his rookie year. They have Ken Birch under contract, I think, as well, or as an RFA perhaps this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they go back and move. I don't know that they move on from him, I'll be honest, because I don't know if their next two guys are ready. They do have a super bright young core, but this is a playoff team. Like, why would they move on from a guy who is like a 20-point-a-game scorer? It would baffle my mind if he walks from Orlando, because I think that he's definitely part of their future.
Yeah, and I'm reading here, this is obviously Orlando Sentinel, so like kind of like the New York Post thing of like, is there kind of an Orlando bias? But apparently they say Magic shift focus to free agents Nikola Vucevic and Terrence Ross. And they talk about with the Magic welcoming in Chuma Okeke on Friday, president of basketball operations Jeff Weltman offered a broader look to the team's further beyond its newer players. The exact quote is, so bringing back Vucevic and Ross, as well as the reserve center Ken Birch, is the goal for the Magic. But Weltman said free agency can be tricky. Still, he said the Magic will push hard to retain them. The exact quote, I know that they're hopeful we can get something done, but we're hopeful that we can get something done. Now we have, now we just have to wait and see if we can get that done. That's what next month is about, and we'll see, and we'll be aggressive and do the best we can do. That to me just sounds like a don't be mad if we strike out with these guys. Don't be mad if we strike out with like a Vucevic and he goes somewhere else.
Yeah. I could see him going to Boston.
Just
I think fit-wise is great. But that speech right there doesn't breed
it
confidence.
It sounds like a loser, not a winner, Dave.
Doesn't breathe confidence into my soul. So I am going, I'll say 51% Orlando, 49% Boston. I think that, no, because shit, what about if the Mavs want to take a swing at him,
or
because
I'm
add
saying,
to the Eurocore,
I'm
or
also
the
Lakers.
Saying Lakers. Yep,
Lakers could take a swing.
All right, so let me let me reconfigure this,
recalibrate, Dave.
So Lakers 10%, just credit to the Lakers 10%. Mavs 10%, 11% for the Mavs. They're the Euro team. If you're trying to build full Euro, you go with Vucevic.
Yeah,
and then let's see 10, 11, so 19%, 29% Orlando, and then the rest is Boston.
I'm going to make this one easy.
It's very
Dave.
Confusing.
I'm going to make it so easy. 90% Boston,
whoa.
10% LA. Well, and the reason whoa. Why is I feel like Boston is going to be in this mindset.
Yeah.
They've lost out on Kyrie. They knew that was going to happen, though, so it didn't really hurt. Kyrie ghosting them is kind of like the boyfriend saying, well, this relationship's over. I just am going to cut you off.
Yeah.
We'll start the healing now. I don't think Celtic fans, I don't think Celtic brass expected Al Horford to be like, deuces, guys, I'm gone. That was kind of like the big shock of like, oh, fuck, what do we
do? So Kyrie's not talking to us. Now Al Horford's leaving.
And meeting with possibly the 76ers.
Yep. So you're left with a recovering Gordon Hayward and your young core.
Yeah. And
so
the guys you drafted in, Romeo Langford, Grant Williams, Carson Edwards, and Tremont Waters.
How quickly tides have turned.
Yeah. So I think they make a push for Vucy just so they can cling on to
they could be a
lose.
Playoff team too.
Exactly. But it's like, we did not lose.
Yep.
We got something.
Right.
And it just goes into what they believe of like, Brad Stevens can make this work.
Yep.
He is the guy we brought in to do such that he can make it work. So I'm going to go 90%. Boston, 10% Lakers because it's LA. If they have enough room to get it done, like just playing in LA, playing with LeBron, playing with AD, that might be enough.
Chance
to
for championship.
Just kind of pull them away from Boston. Here's the big one, or another big one, I should say. DeMarcus Cousins. Is he going somewhere else? Steve Kerr left the door open for him to return to the Warriors. If KD leaves, that means bringing him back is easier because that's a lot. Like, they're not going to give him a max.
Well, he can't. The problem is because he signed the deal he did with them, if he comes back next year, there's only a percentage increase they can give him. So he wouldn't be making a lot of money.
Yeah. But I mean,
watching what I saw out of him last, you know, the heart in him, the will to win shit. I think he's going to get paid by someone. And I think if the Lakers strike out on enough people, DeMarcus Cousins' name comes to the top of the list pretty quickly. So I'm going to low-key say the Lakers. I think Boogie and AD team up yet again.
I brought his name up before in the, I think it was the AD video. Did I bring it up in that? Basically, they worked before. Why wouldn't
did
they
work
again?
Though? That's it. Did they?
They were. That Pelicans team was really good before Boogie went down.
But they barely had any overlap. Remember, it was literally like game.
I guess true because AD was injured a little bit that year.
AD was hurt. Then
but
Boogie got
right
hurt.
Right before he got hurt, they came back and it's like, oh, they're playing a little bit well. Oh, and then Boogie tore his Achilles. Oh, fuck, that hurts. Oh, I don't want to see that. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Kind of a thing as he's writhing in pain from his Achilles injury.
So, no, I mean, it's super interesting
I've
to think the Lakers
things,
thing.
I've even seen Bulls articles where it's like, bring him to Chicago. It's like, no, we don't need Boogie in Chicago. He doesn't fit the timeline.
No, it does
not.
Plus,
he's not a I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah.
Sean brought it up.
Sure.
Do you prefer Boylan Bro or Boylan Buddy?
Boylan Buddy.
Yeah, that's what Sean said.
Yeah.
I'm on the, I want it to sound cringy, a Boylan Bro, man.
But Boylan's so old school, it would be it like... Would be,
that's what Sean said.
Yeah.
The We Agree just, podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. They're Boylan is the hard nose, you know. It's like the Shiano men, you know. It sounds right. It's got that grit to it. Boylan is an old school coach. Buddy might even be too new for him.
If I'm DeMarcus Cousins... The way I look at it is the only teams I look at
it's
are
a
the
Boylan brother.
I like that brother. One the best. Boylan brother. Did you try putting the Hulk Hogan flick on it? Yeah. Dave's like, there's your tone inflection of the podcast that I've done 50 million times.
Yeah.
No, I think the only two teams I could visibly see is either the Warriors or the Lakers.
Yeah.
Mainly because the Lakers are the Lakers, and you always got to – like. You got to give them that little bit of percent.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I just feel like even if KD leaves, like, DeMarcus Cousins isn't bad with the Warriors. And then coming back with that second, I know he wasn't what we all wanted him to be in that finals. But I feel like coming back this year, they don't even have to rush him back.
Yeah.
He can kind of take his time. Because, I mean, they'll have fucking Klay rehabbing his injury also.
Right.
It's just a weird thing. I hope we don't get what we saw last year, though, where nobody wants him.
Yeah.
You know what I was saying? Like, after the past, then the Warriors were just like, fine, we'll take you on the.
He can always come back on a cheap deal to the Warriors one more time.
And I think that's what's ending up going to happen is I'll give the Lakers 5% chance because they're the Lakers, but 95% chance he is a Warrior. I said Pelican because the next guy we're talking about, former Laker. Could be a former Pelican. Where's Julius Randle going, Dave?
Julius Randle's so like he's not going to be a Pelican again. They're not throwing money on because he's basically a worse version of Zion. Yeah. He's a good player.
I mean, they're bringing in Zion and
offensively he's gifted
and Jackson Hayes. I know Jackson Hayes more of a five than a four, but like you're bringing in two bigs from the draft.
Let me just start looking at every team in the NBA right now because I'm not prepped for that. I was like, you know what? It seems like he's going to be a New York Knick to me.
You think so?
I feel like they're going to whiff and then they're going to give him money. I think that him playing next to Mitchell Robinson, Knox at the three, RJ at the two, and whoever, you know, whichever one of the 3-point guards they've got at the one, that screams like it's going to happen. Outside of that, another team who could offer him some money.
And that plays into your KD Kyrie prediction, because apparently Mark Berman of the New York Post, another Dave.
I'm just saying, I don't newspapers you can trust, you know, to some extent, but there are some biases out there, and I know that one for a fact.
The quote here is basically, if the stars don't align for the Knicks, team president Steve Mills could take his $74 million cap space and try one-year deals with some of the better free agents or in a long-term deal, pursue former Laker and Pelican Julius Randle, whom they like, or take a flyer on former second overall pick Jabari Parker, who has been an injury-riddled bust, is the end of the quote. So that is playing into yours. If they strike out and KD and Kyrie go to Brooklyn, they could get Julius Randle.
Yeah, another team I think that may have some interest in him would be Utah if Tobias doesn't get signed there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Utah, you know, really targeting that four position, trying to add some offense. And he would do exactly that. And he wouldn't get too abused defensively because you've got one of the best defensive centers in the league backing you up in Gobert.
I'm going to throw... I'm going to throw a wild card out there.
Do it.
He's going to be a Phoenix Sun. And the reason why I say that is so John Gambadoro, who we've quoted a lot in his tweets recently coming up to the draft, have tweeted out, and this was beginning of June, said, have heard that free agent power forward Julius Randle has interest in the Phoenix Suns, and I fully expect the Suns to consider him as well.
How long ago was that tweet?
That was May 30th.
Yeah, they signed Dario Saric.
I mean, yeah, they signed Dario Saric, but like if he's out there, Dario Saric. I mean, I would take I'd take a flyer on him if he's there. Because like,
I mean,
yeah,
the dude put up like
20 guard.
And 10 last season, didn't he?
Who?
Julius. Randle? Yeah, he had great numbers.
I'll pull it out.
I mean, it was a bad team, so you can kind of stat stuff a whole lot.
I mean, it was, like you're saying, it was the Pelicans.
A whole lot.
Last year, he had, 21 points, 8 boards, almost 9 boards a game.
Yeah. And he's good.
Only 3 assists.
Yeah, that's only mm-hmm. 3 assists from a power forward. That's actually great, Ricky.
Who played 73 games last year.
He is fantastic offensive, but does he stretch the floor enough for that Phoenix Suns that they're building with, you know, their spacing and their shooting? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the other teams that I'm seeing here that people are talking about, there's a tweet here from Mark Trudell at Lakers Reporter. Says, Rick Carlisle was asked about Julius Randle.
That'd be interesting.
You've watched it, and this is a quote from Carlisle. You've watched him kick our ass 3 times this season. The guy's pretty damn good. So, like, he could be a Maverick. There's the Boston rumors. Could be Boston. I'm going to go bold, and I'm going to go Phoenix Suns because I just feel like Phoenix is going to throw a wild card at us. Maybe if they go cheaper on the point guard front, they can then splurge and have Dario and Julius Randle.
That'd be interesting.
Out there. The next one on our free agency list, I've already said where he's going.
Yep.
Al Horford will be a – these are the two things I have. He's either a 76er or he joins Kawhi in L.A. as a Clipper. He will be the piece that joins Kawhi if Kawhi goes to the Clippers. But I am saying 90% chance 76er. 10% chance he's a Clipper if Kawhi goes there.
I think you may have the wrong LA team.
The Lakers?
I think the Lakers are trying to get Al Horford. I think that he complements Anthony Davis really well. I think LeBron James, you get another passer on the court. You get someone who has extended his shot, who's just a smart, savvy veteran. Like, I know that he's pretty old at this point, but I think he's still very, very good. I would say 33% chance Laker, 33% chance 76er, and there's one other team that may be interested in his talents. Do I want to do it, though? You know what? I'll give you the credit. I'll say Clippers could be as well. I think that one, I could see that working out for them. I wanted to put another team in there, but it just doesn't. Dallas is the one that...
Okay.
Like... I want to give them the chance, but I don't think they're going to sign him.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I think they've got different. I think Vucevic is a better center for them on their timeline.
Who was the one that you gave the most percentage to?
I gave them all 33.3% repeating.
So they're all the same. Dave doesn't
literally
know
it's a crapshoot for Al Horford.
Here's an interesting one.
Yep.
And I feel like drinking game every time Ricky says, here's an interesting one, take a drink.
Yeah.
Because I say a lot. Yep. I think every single one, here's an interesting one, Dave.
Not everything is interesting. This is now an hour and a half into this. It's no longer interesting, Ricky.
Marc Gasol. And the thing I want to throw out there is two things about him. As I throw up three fingers. Two things about him. Is basically, number one, from what I've seen online, he hasn't declined his player op yet.
Yeah, no.
But if he does, we'll say if he declines his player op, where does he go? Does he stay with Toronto? I see things where apparently the New Orleans Pelicans could target him if he opts out of his contract. I am going to say he stays in Toronto because there's no reason to me why he would leave Toronto. What are you thinking?
Yeah, no, he's taking the player up 100%. If he, for whatever clumsy reason, like, didn't, I would love to see him go to a team like the Spurs. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of a contract it would have to be to make that work, but I would love to see him fill in the 5 on that Spurs team because you've got incredible defense, toughness, incredibly smart player. They had played with his brother. Mm-hmm. You know, they had rewarded Paul for his time with them with that ridiculous contract that no way did he deserve.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe he goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he doesn't sign that player out, though.
I think that's obviously the one that's going to happen.
So much more money there than he'll ever get in an actual contract with anyone else.
He inks the contract. He stays with the Toronto Raptors. So I've got two more. So we haven't got... That's the top 15.
Wow.
That's the top 15. I've got two more... Only because one's interest, like one is honestly could go. You don't think he's gonna go.
Sure.
The other one is one of your boys that you like to back. after these two, we can kind of branch out to any sprinkling that you want to bring up to kind of finish it. The first one is your boy from Indy.
Boyan.
The thing I saw, and I saw a I watched the YouTube video of Bobby Marks on SportsCenter talking about the Lakers cap room.
Yep.
And from what was said was, oh, they can sign guys to, like, minimal deals or, like,
Mid-range maxes.
And Woj threw out the, but the thing you got to think about, some of these guys like a J.J. Redick.
Yep.
It's not that they're taking a pay cut. It's how much of a pay cut are they taking that might be different than past years. And Bobby Marks threw out two guys that the Lakers could get to fill in their spot at the worst. One was Bojan. The other was the GOAT, T.J. McConnell. I'm going to ask you, where does Bojan go? Is he an Indiana Pacer? Is he an L.A. Laker? Or is he somewhere else?
I hope he stays because I loved watching him last year and the year before and the year before. But, like, last year he got the chance to be the guy for a while, and it was awesome. He was putting up incredible numbers, shooting a great percentage, busting his ass on defense. Like, he is one of the best two-way wings in the NBA, and he doesn't get credit for it. I would absolutely love it if they could keep him in Indiana. I think on the outside chance he does move, I'm just going to say European Dallas Mavericks, because why not? I think the Lakers thing they're trying to breathe some life into, I don't want him to go there, though. It'd just be, ugh. And then the last team that I think I'd read, or maybe I dreamt it up, was him going to...
Or maybe I dreamt it up.
Was if Kawhi leaves, him going up to the Raptors.
Okay. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw three teams out there. The first one's Indy.
Yep.
The second one's LA.
But you... Yeah, Lakers. Yep.
Yeah, the Lakers.
Okay. Like, any chance for the Clippers?
San Antonio.
Oh.
And the reason why is... Oh. So, I got an article here.
Fucking from Rudy.
Clutch play, Points
player,
again.
Player clip. Fucking Rudy Gay, man.
Let's see if I can get to, if I can get it right, dude.
Put you on the spot.
Fucking Rudy Gay, man. Shit.
I love him.
I told Jake, I have a love-hate relationship with this thing, the Rudy Gay clip.
Yeah.
Because I get why Sean wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Because, like, adding life into the podcast.
Well, we want to do it for other shit in the future. But we just, that's the one we had.
Every time Sean plays it, I told this to Mark today. I'll go off topic for a little bit. It reminds me of, like, AM, like, AM FM radio, where it's like, welcome to WKLM, where it's the dingo, bark, 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 and the baby. Like, that's what it makes
from Family Guy in, like, 2007?
Yeah. No, but it's like the FM radio thing. Nice, like, nice play callback. The sound, like, when Waddle and Sylvia will be like, they play that same clip of, like, the guy going, White Sox, baby, White Sox! Like,
don't let the... door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Like, that's what it makes me
all
think of.
Sound clips. But I love them. Cringe. I love the sound clips. Yeah, like, but it's what makes Waddle and Sylvie Waddle and Sylvie.
I know. It's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, it makes me think of that AM, FM radio style, and it like makes me cringe a little bit, and then I just go, all right, get through it. But basically, on the latest, this was, it's not latest anymore, because it was earlier in June. June 8th is when this article came out.
Yeah.
But on the Russillo show, Bobby Marks noted that the Spurs have targeted Bojan as their guy in free agency. According to Marks, the Spurs would have to trade DeMar DeRozan in an effort to free up cap space to sign Bojan, and it's unlikely at the moment that the Spurs will try to extend DeMar DeRozan, who is under contract through the upcoming 2019-2020 season and is a player opt for 2020-2021. Because that's an interesting one. The Spurs could move on from DeMar DeRozan.
So you trade DeMar DeRozan to the Knicks, and then you use whatever capital you get back from the Knicks to get...
I wouldn't mind that if I'm the Knicks trading for DeMar, if they strike out with KD and...
So you can run a backcourt of DeMar DeRozan and RJ Barrett together?
I would feel so bad for DeMar DeRozan, though. Not that he's going to New York. It's not it's one of those that... things. It's just a... Toronto didn't want... Like, Toronto, after being your city, didn't want you. Then the Spurs, after 1 year, were like, fuck this guy.
Well, they've got such a... gluttony of backcourt players that they played him into three for good portions last year.
And DeJounte is coming back this
year. DeJounte will be healthy. They got Lonnie Walker. They got Derek White. They've got Bryn Forbes. They've got Patty Mills. They've got two more guys I know. But like, it's insane. So Yeah, his mid-range old man game doesn't really play in.
Well, the mid-range game doesn't play in when you're not Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Durant can
when
at least
shoot
the three.
When he can shoot as efficiently as Kevin Durant is,
yeah.
Then sure.
No, that's what I mean. Like, he's yeah. not on that level
no.
to where Kevin Durant can shoot the mid-game all he wants. He can at least make threes, and he's the second-best player in the league. But
one of the greatest shooters of all time.
I'm going to say Bojan, I'm going to say 60%, 65%, 60% chance that he's with the Spurs. And then I'm going to do 20% Lakers, 20% Pacers.
Do you think there's like a dark horse non-playoff team that's going to pay in heavy to try to get a shot at him? Because I feel like he's kind of one of those guys who like that guy would set us over the top. Like, I know the Kings, Harrison Barnes was, declined
no
his deal.
No Kangs talk. I mean,
he declined his deal. So that's the thought is like, you know, is it because they're reworking a multi-year deal with Harrison Barnes, or could they switch up and go with Bojan Bogdanovic? It's a Bogdanovic. I mean, it's the Kings.
It's a Bogdanovic.
You could add in, so you can have Bojan and Bogdan. Think about the possibilities, Ricky. Bojan, Bogdan, together.
Part of me wants to say the Jazz, but I'm not going to.
Really? They got Jumpin' Joe Ingles.
They do have Jumpin' Joe
Ingles.
They've
got a freaking all-star point forward.
Shooting is shooting, man. And now that you have Mike Conley, like, you don't have to worry about going out and get a rookie, like a free agent point guard.
Yeah. They need a four. I'm sorry. Bojan can play four against smaller fours, but like that's not really where he lives.
Let me look at the cap tracker really quick. Oh, I don't even know how they get it done. Yeah, I don't know how they get it done. And it's only because I saw an article that was like, he'd be a really good addition. I'm like, yeah, he would be a really good addition. And I'll say this. If the Denver Nuggets decline Paul Millsap's team option, I think he'd be a really nice fit with that team. Like, with the shooting that he adds.
Yeah.
And especially if they move on from Will Barton, because, like,
Sean was trying to mock the trades, too.
Yeah, Sean referenced in our draft podcast when we talked about Bol Bol, that the Nuggets are trying to move on from Will because of his playoff antics last year. When he got into it, that wasn't Seth Curry that he got into. Who did he get in? He got into it with somebody I can't remember. Bojan would be, I think he'd be a nice fit there, especially because they're only three technically is like, obviously they could play like Will at the three, but they've got Torrey Craig.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He's good, but he's not great.
And obviously, Beasley is coming off the bench.
Yeah.
I had mentioned maybe being in the starting role and Sean almost bit my head off. So I won't say that again because I don't want my head to get bit
off. They've tinkered with their lineup enough to the point where I wouldn't lock him in as a pure bench player. He's very good. He's a good shooter, but yeah.
The last one I wanted to bring up, Malcolm Brogdon. Does he stay in Milwaukee, or is there any chance a team like the Chicago Bulls offer enough money to pull him away?
Give your
from the
pitch, because I'm boring as hell and just saying he's getting paid by the Bucks.
I don't want the Bulls. I'll be honest. I don't want the Bulls to
offer.
The
Bucks are going
to
match.
There are two point guards I want in Chicago, Dave, and they're both hometown kids. I either want Pat Bev or D Rose. One of the two. Give me either of the two. Like, we got Coby White. He's now our guy.
Yeah.
So I don't need a Malcolm Brogdon. Give me a Derrick Rose. Give me a Pat Bev.
I would absolutely
I'm fine
dig.
If Malcolm Brogdon stays in what's the area code? In Milwaukee. In basically the city that wants
to sound cool
to be
and drop an area code?
Well, I'll say this, and I'll piss off Milwaukee fans. The city that wishes they were Chicago.
Yikes.
That I'll be completely honest. That pisses me off. Like, so in college, our conference was called the, like, Chicago something conference.
Yeah.
And we had a school from the Milwaukee area in there. And my rant every time we went up there to that school was like, this is not the Chicagoland area. This is Wisconsin. Once you leave the state of Illinois, you're no longer in the Chicagoland area, Dave. I had the same rant about these Indiana schools trying to be in the Chicagoland area. Like, all right, East Chicago, that's technically in Indiana. I'll give you a pass. Yeah. But I'm sorry, South Bend, you're not in the Chicagoland area. Yeah, I know that Chicago loves Notre Dame, but you're not in the Chicagoland area.
We adopted
area.
Them. We drew the line like this.
All right, go ahead, Dave.
The Suns are gonna throw a lot of money at him, probably.
You think so?
But I think he stays home. Mm-hmm. I think the other team that could try to convince him to leave would be maybe the Timberwolves as well.
Ooh, apparently... Bleacher Report, and this is from 2 days ago.
Yep.
Damn, this is from Bobby Marks on The Jump.
Yep.
The concern for Milwaukee is where Brogdon's offer sheet is going to come in. We're hearing 4 years, $80 million from a team like the Chicago Bulls.
Sounds about right.
Do you think if the Bulls offered 4 years, $80 million, do Milwaukee match it? Let them walk.
No, they're matching. You have to match.
Mm-hmm.
That he is 50-40-90. Plays great defense, can play the point or at the two guard. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to hate about this man, and he's already in his prime because he was so old when he got drafted.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. I still argue that.
Or Squire of the year.
I still argue that is dumb because I think Dario should have won it, but whatever.
The thing that I like, Dave, is he was a true rookie of the year. You know how I hate
the 23, 24 year old rookie of the year.
It was his first year in the NBA. Yep. You know how I hate those faux rookie of the years.
Like Blake Griffin?
Yeah. Or like Ben Simmons.
They both.
Donovan Mitchell, rookie of the year.
No, he wasn't because he wasn't the best rookie.
But like even Woj even sent out that Brogdon's going to offer a very high offer sheet. The Bucks may have to be prepared to match the offer.
They are.
Which could be worth as much as 17, 18, or even 20 mil a season. But the good thing is they gave up Tony Snell, which freed up cap room.
Yep.
I'm going to say 95% he's a Buck, 5% chance he's a Bull or a Sun.
All right.
Like, it's...
Sounds good.
If the Bulls got him, I wouldn't be mad, but I think there's other fish to fry. What other free agents that we haven't talked about that you're like, you know what? I want to throw some love your way. Harrison Barnes, a Derrick Rose. What are you thinking?
Just say Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose, Dave. Tell me about it. Is he coming to the Shy?
No.
Dave, no.
No. The Derrick Rose of old is not coming to Chicago. The Derrick Rose of last year is not coming to Chicago. Mm-hmm. We are not getting Derrick Rose here. As much as I would love it, because that's just nostalgia. Because
we're getting Pat Bev.
We're going to live off of Walt Lemon Jr., who, if you're a true Bulls fan, you know who he is and how inspired he played like Derrick Rose, a scuffed version of Derrick Rose last year. He was awesome. I think D. Rose goes to play for a team like the Lakers.
Ooh.
I think
Rajon Rondo goes to play for the Lakers, and that's the point.
I think Rondo's great, but I think that Derrick Rose would sign a bargain contract.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's at that point in his career where it's like, look, man, I'm not gonna get, you know, I think he takes more than the $2 million he got last year, but I don't think he gets anything more than I don't think he's over $10 million. I think he's in the MLE range.
So breaking news here on the podcast.
Oh shit, what?
Jimmy Butler spotted in a Dodgers hat. Dave, could be a Laker.
No, it's a Dodger hat. Not anything else. It's a Dodger hat.
It's speculating now. Laker rumors everywhere. It's like these guys wear a fucking hat from
it's a
city.
Baseball hat.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
I just with Derek.
He's been at Dodger games before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal.
He lives in he's got a house in L.A.
He also put down money in Philly.
Exactly. And
very recently.
Oh no, it was Kawhi that you said was enrolling as
Kawhi. Not only enrolled as Dart, but also I think some sort of a deal with an airline up there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
How do you turn down free food for life?
I don't know.
You could go to anywhere in Toronto. Your food is comped, man. Man, I would be like, I would be way fatter than I am, man.
If my
food was comped, I'd be way fatter than I already am. And also, live here on the podcast, as we're not live, I got to give a shout out because I saw the little confetti thing on my phone.
Yep.
I'm giving a shout out to Elliot Forett, our newest $1 patron. So hopefully welcome to the Discord server as you are hearing this.
That's awesome.
I saw it and I'm like, that looks like a Patreon one. So yeah, as low as $1, you can be in the Discord, get the MVP podcast and some more cool stuff. I'm going to say I don't buy the Laker thing. I'm going to say Derrick Rose is a Phoenix Sun. And that's what I feel like with the Yeah, I know. You almost threw up in your mouth. Because I don't think they're going to get a D'Lo. I think it could be like a, hey, we'll get a Derrick Rose, and then we'll get a Julius Randle, and those will be kind of the free agents that they go with. Rapid fire really quick. This could just be
Isaiah just Thomas.
Thoughts about
where?
Them. Ooh.
The man, I don't know if he's. I don't know if he can play basketball anywhere close to the level that we saw out of him at his best. But even if you could get like somewhere close to him being, you know, usable, because he wasn't last year for Denver. What do you think? Anybody? Do you think anybody think Boston tries to get back?
Boston brings him back.
Do you think he'd go back after what they did to him?
I don't think Boston brings him back.
I think they burned that bridge.
They drafted Carson Edwards and Tremont Waters.
They burned that bridge.
Trying to use those second rounders. Yeah, I don't know. Like, Isaiah Thomas to me is like, I don't have an exact team.
Yeah.
But I think it's something like the Boogie Cousins thing.
He's
of
a
like,
six man. Like, I don't think he can.
He basically
he's
is,
at best
hey,
of the will.
We can
version
throw
worse.
The vet minimum out at you.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a playoff team. I don't think it's like the Warriors, but like,
can
I think it's
count
like
on
a playoff
a guy with
team.
His injury history?
As a six man off the bench or as a bench player? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it all depends. Because
I hope
like,
he plays healthy, man. He has such an incredible life story, and it just underdog story personified. You know, if he went to a team like the Bucks on a tiny deal.
Don't you love how both the Celtics and the Cavs didn't win that deal?
Yeah. No, the Cavs totally won that deal.
Did they?
They got Colin Sexton.
Oh, you're right. Colin Sexton. So they barely won the deal, but like out of the veterans, Isaiah Thomas is no longer with the Cavaliers. Kyrie didn't win Boston a
technically,
championship.
They've got who'd they get for that deal? I'm going to move him out of town. Whoever it was. But yeah, Colin Sexton's your big winner.
The other ones that I was looking at, the first one is, you mentioned the Kangs.
Yep.
Where's Harrison Barnes going? When he was
probably
like...
Probably re-signing with them on a longer-term deal.
You think so? He's going to be a Kang for life?
Not for life, but for at least 2 more years. I think they'll give him like a 2-1 or some shit like that. 3-year 60, I don't know. I wouldn't go 4 years on him. He's not a bad player, though. He's an above average wing in the NBA, plays good defense, can hit shots at an okay rate. I don't love his fit on the Kings, but they really want to legitimize that, and I'd rather go for Boyan.
Yeah, I'm seeing right now the Kings could be a team, but also Denver could be a team. That like Denver, the interesting thing is that Paul Millsap, team option.
Yeah.
If they get rid of that, that's $30 million off their books. That they can probably, sign 2 lesser contract players and not take up
feel
that
like a
much
couple
money.
Bets, go to the
also, I just got
to
say,
to keep you on, I'm sorry,
Harrison
guys. I apologize.
Barnes is article on NBA.com June 18th. Harrison Barnes will not opt out with the Kings. Then an article from Fox News June 19th. Harrison Barnes to decline $25 million option. Jesus. It's like one day he won't opt out. Yes, he is opting out. We talked about the Jazz. Mike Conley obviously traded there. What about Ricky Rubio? Is he the guy that the Suns get? And not a Derrick Rose, not a D'Lo. Is he that guy, or is there somewhere else?
It'd be
like
so frustrating for
Ricky
him to go
Rubio.
To the Jazz or to go from the Jazz to the Suns. Mm-hmm. They took his head coach. And then they fired him.
Yeah.
And now they're like, all right, now we want you. Like,
now we want
I wouldn't
you.
Feel good about that at all. Do I think he'd be great there? Yes. I think fit-wise, he'd be perfect. He's exactly what they need. He's a pass-first point guard. Excellent score. He's added that range to his game. He's not a dominant take-over-the-game point guard, but they've already got guys like that in Devin Booker. I think Rubio would be a perfect fit there.
Yeah, and I'm looking here. The Suns are obviously out there, because... Obviously, they're interested in like D'Lo, but Pat
every
Darren
point guard
Collison,
under the sun.
Like they're all gonna
the Pacers,
get a meeting.
Similar, the Mavericks because he's European. You know,
what about this? What about the Indiana Pacers? If they're not, let's say they don't get D'Lo,
no,
like
they,
you mentioned.
He was a name rumored to them.
Like the ones I'm seeing here in this. This is a Sir Charles in Charge article.
Yep.
They mentioned the Suns.
Yep.
The Pacers, the Dallas Mavericks, and then our Chicago Bulls being a team for Ricky Rubio. Because I can't roll my R's as good as you, Dave.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd get the hint like you did and roll them. I think Indiana would be an interesting one because I don't know. You mentioned with D'Lo.
Yeah.
I don't know if D'Lo goes there. I think D'Lo's like T-Wolves or Nets. I'm between those two teams. Mm-hmm.
I think I throw in the Suns. Give him some credit. But yeah. I think that's it.
I got one more. Okay. Just a quick one.
Sure.
Scary Terry. Does he come back to Boston? Just yes or no.
No.
They're shipping him out from Boston. Whoever wants him can take him.
Yep. Shipping off.
Yet again, I feel like there's so many point guards here.
I hope the Bulls don't sign him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out and say that. I don't want Terry Rozier to be a Bull.
Is there anyone you want the Bulls to sign out? Like, I don't
Big
think...
name? Not really. Oh, no one comes here. Mm-hmm. We have no pull.
Like, because I'm high on, I want Derrick Rose or Pat Bev. Like, are you a Ricky Rubio guy?
How much would you pay Pat Bev? Because that's another topic. But, like, how much? Because there are rumors talking about him getting paid, like, $15 million a year for
luck.
3 years.
Goodbye. I don't need to pay you that much.
Yeah.
I just drafted Kobe White. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
man?
I mean, if you can get him for under 10, yeah, sure. But, I mean, there are stupid money rumors being thrown around because the Suns are desperate.
Well, this is where you guys come in. Let us know what you guys think down below about anything for free agency. This is our full prediction podcast. A great one is Dave is flicking off the camera.
I'm doing no such thing, and you can't prove it.
As the camera finally dies. I like how it dies as I'm kind of signing off, and Dave's like, hey, I can stand up finally, and people won't bitch at me. But make sure to check out patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. Thank you to Elliot, who's our new $1 patron. Make sure to twitch.tv/mostvaluablepodcast. That is where you can throw us your subs. If you got Twitch Prime, Amazon Prime, all that free money, you can just throw it our way if you're not doing anything with it. And then last but not least, iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Make sure to rate the podcast on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Really means the world to us, those 5-star ratings. Want to thank you guys for watching, although you can't see me. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.